Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memor by Avram Gold. I am here in Sechus Ksubas Daf Yud Gimel, the first parent of Besul Nises. The Zichud Sechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaChazachas HaTorah. So the three Dafs are going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states regarding Beistin. Ru'u midaber sim echo b'shok, v'amru la mativo shel ish zeh. They saw an unmarried woman speaking with someone, and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? And she replied, ish poni v'kohenhu. He's poni and he's a Kohen. From Gamliel and Rabbi Gezer say ne'emenes, she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not live by her mouth. Rather, she has a chazak of having relations with a nasan or mamzer until she brings proof to her claim. The more brings a machlokas regarding what is meant by speaking with the bears. Ziri says nistara, it means she was in seclusion with him, and Ravasi says nivola, it means she had relations with him. The Gemara says, well, it's understandable according to Ziri that it means she was secluded, for that is what is meant by speaking. But according to Ravasi, how does speaking connote having relations? The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is using lushan ma'alya, a euphemism, as it's written in Mishlei regarding the ways of an adulterous woman. Achlo mochasa pia va'armo lo pahalti oven. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wrong. Rashi explains that eats is a euphemism for having relations. Point of it to the Gemara brings several challenges to Ravasi's position. It was stated in a brisa, Ro'u asher nichnasa im echad l'seisur l'churba. They saw her enter with a man into a secluded place or a ruin, and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? And she replied, Kohenhu ben achi abahu. He is a Kohen, the son of my father's brother. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say that she's believed and permitted to marry a Kohen. Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed until she brings proof. The Gemara says that it's understandable according to Ziri, who holds speaking means secluded, but that is why the Braisa brought the two cases of a secluded place and a ruin, one for seclusion and the other case where she had relations. But according to Ravasi, who holds speaking is having relations, what's the need for two cases? The Gemara answers that the Braisa is speaking of two types of ruins, churba de masav or churba de davra, the ruins in a city and ruins in a field. If the Braisa only brought the case of ruins in the city, we would say that that is a case where Gamliel believes her, since robed men in a Jewish city are fit for her. And if only taught the case of a ruin in the field, we'd say that perhaps it's only there Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, but in a Jewish city he would agree. The Gemara eventually refutes Ravasi's position. And pointing me through, Rabbi Yochanan said, L'divrei makshiba makshiba bita, L'divrei posuba posuba bita. To the ones who rule her fit, referring to Gamliel and Rabbi Gezer, they rule her daughter as fit as well. And according to the one, Rabbi Yeshua, who rules her puzzle, he rules her daughter's puzzle as well. But Rabbi Lazar says, L'divrei makshiba posuba bita. To the one who rules her fit, he rules her daughter is puzzle. Rabbi said that Rabbi Lazar's reason is, B'shalama ihi eislei chazak the kashus, Bita Lesle Chazak of the Kashus. It's well that her mother is fit, for she has a Chazak of Kashus, but her daughter does not have a Chazak of Kashus. Rashi explains that before the woman was secluded or pregnant, she had a Chazaka that she was fit to a Kohen. Now, because of a Safek, we do not remove the Chazaka from her. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states regarding Beistin. They saw an unmarried woman speaking with someone, and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? And she replied, ish poni v'kohenhu. He's poni and he's a Kohen. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say, ne'emenes, she is believed. But Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not live by her mouth. Rather, she has a chazak of having relations with a nasan or mamzer until she brings proof to her claim. The Gemara brings a machlokas regarding what is meant by speaking with the bears. Ziri says nistara, it means she was in seclusion with him, and Ravasi says nivola, it means she had relations with him. The Gemara says, well, it's understandable according to Ziri that it means she was secluded, for that is what is meant by speaking, but according to Ravasi, how does speaking connote having relations? The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is using lushan ma'alya, a euphemism, as it's written in Mishlei regarding the ways of an adulterous woman. Achlo mochasa pia va'armo lo pahalti oven. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wrong. Rashi explains that eats is a euphemism for having relations. Pointing it to the Gemara brings several challenges to Ravasi's position. It was stated in a brisa, Ro'u asher nichnasa im echad l'seisur l'churba. They saw her enter with a man into a secluded place or a ruin, and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? And she replied, Kohenhu ben achi abahu. He is a Kohen, the son of my father's brother. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say that she's believed and permitted to marry a Kohen. Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed until she brings proof. The Gemara says that it's understandable according to Ziri, who holds speaking means secluded, but that is why the Braisa brought the two cases of a secluded place and a ruin, one for seclusion and the other case where she had relations. But according to Ravasi, who holds speaking is having relations, what's the need for two cases? The Gemara answers that the Braisa is speaking of two types of ruins, churba de masav, churba de davra, the ruins in a city and ruins in a field. If the Braisa only brought the case of ruins in the city, we would say that that is a case where Mangamuyo believes her, since robed men in a Jewish city are fit for her. And if only taught the case of a ruin in the field, we'd say that perhaps it's only there Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, but in a Jewish city he would agree. The Gemara eventually refutes Rav Asi's position. And pointing with Rabbi Yochanan said, L'divrei ha-makshiba, makshiba bita, L'divrei ha-posaba, posaba bita. To the ones who rule her fit, referring to Gamliel and Rabbi Gezer, they rule her daughter's fit as well. And according to the one, Rabbi Yeshua, who rules her puzzle, he rules her daughter's puzzle as well. But Rabbi Lazar says, L'divrei ha-makshiba, posaba bita. To the one who rules her fit, he rules her daughter's puzzle. Rabbi said that Rabbi Lazar's reason is, B'shalama ihi esle chazak at the kashus, Bita leisle chazak of the kashus. It's well that her mother is fit, for she has a chazak of kashus, but her daughter does not have a chazak of kashus. Rashi explains that before the woman was secluded or pregnant, she had a chazaka that she was fit to a kohen. Now, because of a suffix, we do not remove the chazaka from her. All right, so now we go to our siman daf yud gimel, and our standard siman is a bar mitzvah boy. A bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought beis din to see for themselves, had his friends stake out the ruins in the city and ruins in the field, and hoped to hear that beis din would rule that her daughter is pasul despite her mother's chazaka. Once again, in slow motion. The overly zealous bar mitzvah boy, that must be on daf yud gimel. The overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought beis din to see for themselves, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states regarding beis din, they saw an unmarried woman speaking with someone and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? And she replied, ish poni v'kohen hu. He's poni and is a kohen. Rabban Gamliel Rabban Yezer is saying, ne'amenes, she's believer. Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not live by our mouth. Ella, she has a chazak of having relations with a nasan or a mamzer until she brings proof to her claim. The Gemara brings a halachah regarding what is meant by speaking. Ziri says, Nistra, it means she was in seclusion with him. And Rav Asi says, Nivola, it means she had relations with him. A pasuk is brought to show that speaking is a euphemism for having relations. So the overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought beis din to see for themselves had his friends take out the ruins in the city and ruins in the field, which reminds us, the Gemara brings several challenges to Rav Asi's position with stating a braisa. They saw her enter with a man into a secluded place or ruin, and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? According to Rav Asi, who holds speaking as having relations, what's the need for two cases? The Gemara answers that the braisa is speaking of two types of ruins, churba de masav or churba de dabra, the ruins in a city and ruins in a field. If the braisa only brought the case of ruins in the city, we'd say that this is a case where Mangamliel believes her, since robed men in a Jewish city are fit for her. And if it only taught the case of a ruin in the field, we'd say that perhaps it's only there Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, but in a Jewish city, he would agree. The Gemara eventually refutes Rav Asi's position. So the overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought beis din to see for themselves had his friends take out the ruins in the city and ruins in the field and hoped to hear that beis din would rule that her daughter is pasul despite her mother's chazaka, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, to the ones who rule that she's fit, referring to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yezer, they rule her daughter is fit as well. And according to the one, Rabbi Yeshua, who rules her puzzle, he rules her daughter's puzzle as well. But Rabbi Lazar says, L'divrei ha-makshiba posel bavita, to the one who rules her fit, he rules her daughter's puzzle. Rabbi said that Rabbi Lazar's reason is that it's well that her mother is fit, for she has a chazaka of kashrus, but her daughter does not have a chazaka of kashrus. So once again, the overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought beis din to see for themselves had his friends stake out the ruins in the city and ruins in the field and hoped to hear that beis din would rule that her daughter is pasul despite her mother's chazaka. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf tes, so the simmer daf tes is a teapot. So here goes. At the Pesach Pesuach tea house, that must be on daf tes, tea, teapot. At the Pesach Pesuach tea house, where kalos who became forbidden to the chassans came for tea, which reminds Rabbi Lazar said, "Omer Pesach Pesuach Masasi Naman Loshalov." If the chassan said, "I found an open entrance," suggesting that she's already in relations with someone else, he's believed to make her forbidden to him. Even though this claim cannot be verified, he is believed, as it applies to himself, to make her into something that's forbidden to him. He's not believed to the extent that it would make her lose her ksuba. So, at the Pesach Pesuach tea house, where kalos who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, sat one lady who showed the get her husband gave her before he went to war. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why was Batsheva permitted to daven given there are many witnesses? And the Gemara gives two answers. One, it was done by Ones, or secondly, Uriah gave her a get before going to war. The get was given conditionally to take effect from the time of writing if the husband were to die in battle. Uriah died on the battlefield, and therefore Bathsheba was permitted to David. So at the Pesach Masuach tea house, where kals who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, sat one lady who showed the get her husband gave her before he went to war, to a sad friend who lost her ksuah because her chassan, who went through the effort of preparing the seudah, was believed. Which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the Emes Shmuel, Omer Pesach Masuach Masasi, Ne'aman L'Hafsida Ksuvasa. When they were asked what did the Chomim achieve by instituting a Ksuba, if the husband could easily free himself of it with this claim, Rav answered that Chazaka ain't Adam Torek Masuda Masida. It's Chazaka, man will not put all this effort into preparing the Suda and then waste it. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must mean we're on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basula that was a deraisa, which reminds us, according to one approach in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a ksuba for a basula is a deraisa, learned from Kesef Yishkol b'Kamohar Basuos, but a ksuba for an almana is a derabanan. So the minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basula that was a deraisa, wonder what the wine barrel in the corner was for, which reminds us, Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe performed the wine barrel test to determine if a kal was a basua. He first tested it on shivchas because he was an expert in it, and lav orach ara lezalzuli b'venos Yisrael, and it's not proper to be mezalzel, to demean the venos Yisrael by testing it on them. So the minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basua, that was a daraisa, wonder what the wine barrel in the corner was for, which had a ksuba for an almana, and almana tape to it, which reminds us, a widow is called an almana because she receives almana. When the Gemara then asks how the Torah could use the word almana when the ksuba didn't exist then, it answers, Dasin rabbanim misakni almana, because the rabbanim in the future were destined to institute almana for her. We see the Torah write something based on the future, such as referring to the third river from Gan Eden that flows east of Ashur, even though Ashur did not exist at that point. Daf Yudov, so the Simmer Daf Yudov is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The happy young ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky. Stars? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Aleph. The happy young ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Ger katan mabilin oso al das Beis Din. In the case of a katan that converts, we immerse him in a mikvah on the understanding of Beis Din. Rashi explains that when the katan does not have a father, a Beis Din can serve in his father's place, enabling the child to convert through them. Rav Huna is coming to teach us that it's a schus for a young ger to convert, and it's only for an adult, the tam the isura, who has tasted the taste of Easter, that conversion is not a schus. So the happy young ger lying in his bed, looking up at the shining stars in the sky, while holding a picture of the basin that converted him, was shocked when his older sister stormed into the room and declared she was going to renounce her conversion. Which reminds us, Rav Yosef said regarding minors that convert, Higdilu yachoin limchos, when they get older, they may renounce their conversion. Rashi explains that this then applies even in the case where the child converted along with his father. Gemara clarifies that once she becomes an adult for one moment and does not renounce her conversion, she's no longer able to do so. So the happy young ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him was shocked when his older sister stormed into the room and declared she was going to renounce her conversion. After being injured by a young boy's piece of wood, which reminds Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Katan Haba'al HaGadola, Asa Mukas Eitz, a minor boy who has relations with an adult female renders her a Mukas Eitz. Rashi explains that even though a bia of a minor is not a bia, it's no less than an inserted piece of wood in terms of rupturing her basulim. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, she'd only receive a ksuba of a mana, and she would be forbidden to a kohen gadol who must marry a basula. Shmuel disagreed and said, A Mukas Eitz, but baser, there's no such thing as a Mukas Eitz caused by flesh. If such relations do not render her a non-basula, they also do not make her a Mukas Eitz. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers from Yehuda, 12 brothers, that must be one Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told them to not even try to make a tainus basulim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ha'ocha Eitzel Chamiv Yehuda Shelo Be'edim. If one eats in his father-in-law's house in Yehuda, after Kedushim without aiding that he did not have yichud with the Kala, he could not make a claim of Tanis Basulim because it was the Minag in Yehuda that he has yichud with her during these visits. The Gemara infers from the fact that the Mishnah stated, if one eats, that there are places in Yehuda where one does not eat in his father-in-law's house during the period of Kedushim, and therefore, a chassan in those places could bring a Tanis Basulim. So the 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told them to not even try to make a Tanis Basulim, were showing him that the Ksuba mount to marry their Basula sister was the same as one for an almana bas kohen, which reminds us that there were two takanas made for the ksuvah of a bas kohen almana. When the kohanim saw people were still divorcing the almanas and the amount was not a deterrent, they raised the amount to 200 zuz. But when they saw people choosing a bas yisrael besua for that amount, they lowered it back down to a mana. So the 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told them to not even try to make a tainas basulim, were showing him that the kasuba amount to marry their basula sister was the same as one for an almana bas kohen. When their sister rushed in to tell her chazan that she was certain that his field had just flooded. Which reminds us, the Gemara wanted to compare the case of one who marries a woman and does not find her basulim, and she says, Mishurastani na'anasti, nistachav ha'sadehu, after you were mekadosh me, I was violated, and this is the case of the buyer's field was flooded, to a case where one said to the other, you owe me a mana, and the other one says, I don't know. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna said he is chayev, bari b'shema, bari adef, and Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan said he is pater, ukim amana b'chazus mari. We got the money remain with its current owner. The Gemara answered Rav Nachman could say that his view is in accordance with Rav Gamliel, for Rav Gamliel only believed the wife because of a migu, for she could have claimed she was a mukas eitz, but there was no migu in the loan case. Alternatively, Rav Gamliel holds we keep the woman in her chazaka of being a basua, whereas in the loan dispute, the plaintiff has no chazaka. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definitely when the one who ate in his father-in-law's house in Yehuda after Kedushin without aiding could not bring a tainas basulim, but not every place in Yehuda kept that minhag that's on daf? Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which definitely when the Kohen Rav Asi, when the Braisa said the basin saw a woman enter seclusion or a ruin, it meant two types of ruins, one in a city and one in a field, that's on daf? Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which dafti machlokes regarding what is meant when Basin saw a woman speaking with a man? Does it mean seclusion or having relations? That's on daf. Yod Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which dafti when the one reason that Bathsheba was not forbidden to David is that Uriah gave her a get al Tanai when he went to war? That's on daf. Test. Good. Number 5. Which dafti machlokes whether a minor who has relations with a gadola makes her into a mukas eitz? That's on daf. Yidav. Good. Number 6. Which definitely when the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel holds that a ksuba for a basula is a deraisa and is learned from Kesef Yishkol Kamohar Basulos, and the ksuba in Almana is a deraban, that's on daf? Yud. Good. Number 7. Which definitely when the Rebbe Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that a chasin is believed to make his kala lose your ksuba when he says Pesach Basuch Mesatz because it's a chazaka, that a man will not go through the effort of preparing a suda to waste it, that's on daf? Test. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you win the Rebbe Gamliel Rebbe did a wine barrel test to determine if a kal was a basula? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have machlokes whether the daughter is pasul despite her mother's chazaka of being permitted to a kohen? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you win that there are two takanas for the ksuba of an almana bas kohen? That's on daf. Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.